This is Mark Steiner, and of course, our day in history, November 21st, 2013. What you heard there was War. Today, in 1948, Lonnie Jordan was born, who is the singer-songwriter and lead guitarist with War. A little War we'll be hearing during the course of our
What's it good for?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing, says Kevin Zeese. Good comeback, Kevin. Thank you. We'll get to Kevin in a minute. Let's go through this day in history. It was good. It was good. Well, today is World Hello Day. It's a secular holiday that's observed to express the conflicts can be resolved through communication rather than the use of force. This came out of the Yom Kippur War in 1973, where people said that war was absurd and we had to stop it. And World Hello Day happened. You're supposed to walk out to at least 10 people just to greet them, say hello, as an expression of the importance of our communicating to one another about the world of peace.
I got two down. I got eight to go.
Okay, there you go. This is the day in 164 B.C. that Judas Maccabeus, the son of Mattathias, restores the temple in Jerusalem. The event is what the festival Hanukkah is celebrated in. There's a lot of controversy over what that really meant because he actually overthrew groups that were like the Hellenic Jews who were trying to do something a little broader speaking, but that's okay. We celebrate Hanukkah anyway. This is the day in 1620 the Plymouth Colony signed the Mayflower Act. This is the day in 1654 that Richard Johnson, a free black man in Virginia, was granted 100 acres because he helped import two white people from Britain, and they had a system called the headright system, and he was given this land. It was a very complex system that also equated slaves with land. What stood out in this day was because he was a free African American who actually imported two white folks to work on the land and gave them freedom and built his place. Mm-hmm. It's also the day in 1784 that French General Lafayette honored James Armistead. In 1784, he was the first African American counterintelligence spy who was allowed by his master, quote unquote, to work for the Revolutionary Army. He's the one who actually did the spying that led to Cornwallis being captured by the Americans. And then he went back to slavery. And then he was finally freed because his master got the Virginia State Assembly to let him free. And he changed his name to James Armistead Lafayette. That was in 1784. In 1836, this was the day that the American troops, along with the Creek, walked back from the fight with the Seminoles because they could not defeat the Seminoles and had to flee Florida. This is the day in 1865 that Shaw University was founded in Raleigh, North Carolina. And the day in 1877 was the invention of the phonograph, playing the first piece of sound by Thomas Edison. On this day in 1905, Albert Einstein wrote the paper, Inertia of a Body Depend Upon Its Energy Content, which led to his famous E equals MC² formula. Wow. This is the day in 1920. This is Bloody Sunday. 1920, it was the beginning of the Irish War of Independence in Dublin. 31 people were killed that day. 14 British informants were killed. 14 Irish civilians died. 3 IRA prisoners were killed. This is the day that began the revolution for the Irish for their independence against the British, the modern war. This is the day in 1927 that 6 miners were killed by the police and many more wounded in the Columbine Massacre in Lafayette, Colorado. Out of this struggle, the Colorado coal miners actually won lasting union contracts and concessions, but it led to a bloody fight by the miners for their rights. This is a day in 1942 that the 1,700-mile Alaska Highway, Alcan Highway, was opened. During World War II, 4,000 of the 11,000 troops that built that highway were African-Americans from their segregated units, many of whom were from Baltimore. This is a day in 1954 that the Verrazano Narrows Bridge opened between Staten Island and Brooklyn, but it was one of the most dangerous bridges ever to be built. Many workers were killed in the course of that bridge because there were no safety regulations as they built that bridge. And many workers died in the building of that bridge. This is a day in 1981, the NCAA sponsored the first women's championships in cross-country and field hockey. And this is a day that In 1984, the protests began in earnest against Ronald Reagan and against apartheid. People were arrested all over this country in demonstrations throughout 30 cities. Randall Robinson, Walter Fauntleroy, and many others were arrested on this day. Many people that we know were arrested and stood to begin the official war against apartheid by protesters in America. This was the day that Jonathan Pollard was sentenced to life in prison for spying for Israel and giving secrets to Israel about Arab nations. This was a day in 1985 when 13 freedom fighters in South Africa were gunned down by the South African police in Mamelodi, South Africa. On this day in 1986, Ollie North and his secretary started to shred their documents to cover up their sale of weapons to Iran and channel the proceeds to follow to fund the Contra rebels in Nicaragua, CIA army to overthrow the government of Nicaragua. This is the day in 1989. The last day you could smoke cigarettes on airplanes was on this day in 1989. Flight attendants celebrated that day. This is the day in 1993 that NAFTA was approved to take effect on January 1st. And we're now battling a TPP, which has similar ramifications that NAFTA did. We talked about the other day. We'll talk maybe a bit more today. This is the day in 1694 that Voltaire was born. In 1834... this woman, Hetty Green, was born. She was known as the Witch of Wall Street, and she was an American businesswoman known for her frugality in the Gilded Age, they say, being the first American woman to make a substantial impact on Wall Street. This was the day that, in 1898, the great Belgian painter René Magritte was born, as was the great Yiddish writer Isaac Balchev Singer was born on this day in 1902. He won the Nobel Prize. This is the day Stan Musial, the great baseball player, was born in 1920. And Dr. John, we'll be hearing his music today, born on this day in 1940. Goldie Hawn was born on this day in 1945. Lonnie Jordan, we just talked about, from War. And Alphonse Mouzon was born on this day from Weather Report. We'll hear some of that today as well. Björk, the Icelandic singer, was born on this day as well. And on this day in 1922, Ricardo Flores Magnon died. He was an incredible human being, this journalist, fighter for freedom, anarchist leader in Mexico. Born in 1874, fought in the Mexican Revolutions, never stopped fighting for the rights of human beings, passed away on this day in 1922, as did Quentin Crisp, the English actor. That's this day in history, November 21st. Take a music break. Come back in a second with our guests.